Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And the most important lesson I've learned is that you can't change Washington from the inside. You can only change it from the outside.
The president today threw in the white flag of surrender again. He said he can't change Washington from inside. He can only change it from outside. Well, we're going to give him that chance in November. He's going outside.
There are the two main candidates for president, main for any number of reasons that maybe you might object to, Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney on the campaign trail this week. Presidential race is the number one item, things that Mr. Romney said and what that created. All that firestorm of conversation, is it the real thing or is it make-believe? 800-510-8255. You can think about the things that have gone on this past week, the week ending Friday, the 21st of September. So we'll get into all of the top 10, starting at number 1 and moving our way through number 10 over the course of the hour. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's the rundown, actually, of all of the top 10 hits determined by the folks at talkers.com. The final flight of the space shuttle Endeavour, number 10. Controversy over the topless photos of Kate Middleton, number 9. The Chick-fil-A and gay marriage discussion, number 8. Number 7, the Occupy Wall Street anniversary. Battle over voter ID laws is number 6. Number 5 is the Chicago teacher strike. Number 4, the continuing focus on Fast and Furious. Number 3, Obamacare. Number 2, the anti-American violence in the Middle East. And all of the activities surrounding the presidential race, number 1. From our countdown affiliate, WJOL, in Joliet, Illinois, here's host Kevin Collins with Congressman Adam Kinzinger talking about the video that came from the Romney fundraiser.
I got to ask you about the video that has been out there, the secret video on Mitt Romney and his statements on 47% not there. Do you think that Mitt Romney misspoke? Do you think it was interpreted wrong? Do you think he needs to back up a little bit and explain what he was talking about?
Well, I think he needs to explain what he was talking about. And as he said, he didn't say it quite as eloquently as he could have. And unfortunately, in this environment of gotcha politics, you have to think everything you say, you know, through over and over again and make sure that it's not taken the wrong way. I think the point he was simply making, though, is we're becoming a society that's really, really creating a lot of dependency. And, when you look at Europe and you look at the situation Greece is in and you look at the situation the European Union is in, they have a lot of people that live on government paychecks. And that's why you see, you know, it would be great. In theory, it would be great if we could just write everybody a paycheck and give everybody $1 million and a free rainbow. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way because we're an imperfect world. So they have to make tough decisions. And I think his passion is not to say, you know, we want to cut off checks. I think his passion is to say we need to motivate people. We need to do everything we can to help people get out there, find a job, be productive members of society, continue to work, and you know, reduce the unemployment rate.
There's an interesting idea. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Let's listen now to another talk radio host named Lee Rayburn, who here in an excerpt from his program this week talks to political person Bob Spitzer about what Mitt Romney has to do now to salvage the campaign.
What do you do between now and Election Day that could make a difference for Mitt Romney?
Well, he's got to return to his main themes. He's got to talk about the economy, about unemployment, and emphasize economic issues primarily. I mean, part of the backdrop to this is the economy's not doing that badly. I mean, things have gradually been edging up for a long time. It's not a full recovery. It's not a dramatic recovery. But even so, if you're Romney, you've got to keep pounding away at the economy. That's your chief message. That's why you got in the race. That's what he's been talking about for almost 2 years. So he's got to do that.
Instead of being on the defensive, finding himself on his heels, he's got to get on his toes and start taking the argument to the incumbent president.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. That's right. He's got to be on. He's got to play offense, not defense.
And sometimes that becomes difficult when you have to respond to yourself.
Well, that's right. And again, you know, that it underscores the fact that he's just been running a terrible campaign.
Oh, man. It's been interesting to watch, but it's kind of frustrating at the same time because this is an important time for this country, and you want to have a real... And do you think that, finally, Bob Spitzer, do you think the debates will make any difference with three debates ahead for the presidential candidates?
Well, the debates are his last best chance to change the game. It's going to be difficult for him. He has good debate experience, but Obama is an excellent debater, although he's been putting off his preparation. There have been cases in the past where campaigns have been able to use the debates to leverage change in dynamics. I frankly don't see that happening here, but it certainly could, and it's Romney's last best chance.
800-510-8255. Do you believe that this last month or so is his last chance? Well, I guess it depends on your point of view. Interesting that House Speaker Boehner this week said that both campaigns are saying things through their campaign that are off message, but he doesn't think that you as an American are being fooled by the distractions of this gotcha mentality. That's really what it is. So who do you want to get? What's your view on what's going on? It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough two-in-one formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going through the list of the top 10 items this week, the topics on a lot of great talk radio stations around the country. Number one, presidential race and the back and forth about what Mitt Romney said in May. So we move on now to number two, that is a focus on the Middle East, discussions of all the rioting there. This is from our Countdown affiliate, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware, host Rick Jensen, talking to reporter Michael Patrick Leahy about just who the administration was using to protect our embassy in Libya.
The Obama administration sending unarmed British, well, members of a British firm to protect the U.S. embassy in Benghazi. Unarmed? What's
unarmed.
This? Okay, tell us about this.
Well, under the State Department rules of engagement for Libya, signed by Hillary Clinton within the last year, the State Department prohibited any Marines from being at diplomatic installations in Libya, and it also prohibited the use of guns with bullets by guards at the security at the Benghazi mission.
Why?
Well, because our sources tell us that they wanted to have a, quote, low profile in Libya, and that's another reason why they didn't even hire an American firm to handle the security at the Benghazi mission. They hired a British firm called Blue Mountain Group.
So they hire a British firm. They don't have Marines there. And by the way, it would make sense to me that if you know that you're going to be attacked, and all these reports from overseas are suggesting the State Department did know that their embassies were going to be attacked, they did know that this was pre-planned, then you would either beef up security, especially inside the embassy, or you get your people out.
Absolutely. And, of course, Rick, this was on the anniversary of 9/11, so that should have been a little bit of a clue. But the mission in Benghazi was described by Colonel David Hunt, who's a Fox military analyst, in an interview I did with him, that it was as secure as an outhouse. There was no security there. In fact, the State Department has lied and dissembled about what the security provisions were from the beginning of this incident.
All right, now we have talk host Sean Anderson along with Hillary Howard talking to a reporter about a former Guantanamo Bay prisoner being involved in the attack on the embassy in Libya as we focus on the Middle
East. What do we know about this former Guantanamo Bay detainee who may be behind this attack?
Well, we broke this story here at Fox that a person of interest or a leading suspect in the attack is a Libyan called Abu Sufyan bin Kumu. He was held at Guantanamo Bay by the United States and then transferred out in 2007 to Libyan custody. The agreement was that the then dictator Muammar Gaddafi would hold him in prison, but in 2010 he was released, really in sort of an olive branch to the Islamists in that country. Bin Kumu is not a household name, but this is someone who had a 20-year connection to Osama bin Laden. He went to the training camps in Afghanistan in 1993, and his name was also found on the laptop of Mustafa al-Hassawi. He is one of the money men or alleged money men for the 9/11 plot who's awaiting trial at Guantanamo.
So does this suggest that the attack sprung out of something more than just a demonstration?
Well, we were also first to report that there was no sizable or significant demonstration outside that consulate in Benghazi when the attack unfolded at about 9:35 in the evening. There had been a smaller demonstration earlier in the day, but several hours separated them. So if there was this impression that it was a demonstration that spun out of control and was hijacked by terrorists, that was not the case. We've also heard for about a week from senior Republican lawmakers on the Hill who've been briefed on the investigation that they have always felt it was premeditated and planned and it was a terrorist attack, and that is, in fact, what we heard from the White House today.
Yeah, go into a little more detail about what the White House said about that.
Well, the White House said that it was self-evident. Those were the words of the White House spokesman Jay Carney when he briefed reporters on Air Force One, that it was terrorism. But if you have been following the minutiae of this story, as I have all week, there's been a real resistance, whether it's been at the White House or at the State Department, to describe Benghazi as a terrorist attack.
Excuse me. I'm all choked up about that report, apparently. 800-510-8255. Moving on to the discussion of health care. That's up next here on our Countdown.
Have Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number three in the countdown this week, discussion of how several network television shows pushing for Obamacare, the bias of the news media. We've heard this all 100 times. Why it surfaced the way that it did is because of the election and politics and some of the information about the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in health care as it moves forward, and what it's going to cost tax-wise for about 6 or 7 million people. That discussion wasn't really, it wasn't thorough, it wasn't, in my estimation, anywhere near, and we have a hard time finding even talk show hosts who went through this week the details of how 6 million people are going to pay $1,200 more a year in taxes under Obamacare than was realized at the beginning of this discussion. Okay, so number four, another focus on the Obama administration, the Fast and Furious report, botched operations, and even though Eric Holder may not have been involved, it was still a mess, a blight, a black eye, if you will, on the administration and our country in general. Another black eye, number five, the Chicago teachers strike, which is over now. Here's host Bob Murray talking to Christina Rasmussen from the Illinois Policy Institute about the actual resolution of the strike.
Finally, some accountability in Fast and Furious, although it doesn't go all the way up to Eric Holder. Are you satisfied, at least for starters, on this?
Well, I think the Inspector General...
All right, unfortunately, that was the beginning of the wrong information. Let's get to, actually, Bob Murray with this report from the lady in the Illinois Policy Institute.
What appears to be the final deal with the Chicago's teachers union and the city of Chicago?
Well, the final deal is on very good terms for the union. They're going to be receiving a significant pay increase over the coming years, upwards of 17%. And the union really was able to fight off some of the key reforms that the administration was seeking, reforms like merit pay and greater accountability for results in the classroom, as well as securing a recall policy for teachers who've been laid off. So all in all, it looks like the union won this one.
So the union is what you would call the winner, or the winners, the union members, the losers in this situation?
Well, you know, I would say it's kids and taxpayers. The kids are going to go back to a system that remains largely unreformed, and we can see right now that what that system is delivering simply isn't good enough. They've got a 60% graduation rate. 4 out of 10 schools, kids walking into a high school are not graduating. So it's kind of a shame because we know the kids need something different. They're not going to get it here. And taxpayers, all these promises were made for raises and better benefits, and there's simply no money to pay for them. And Chicago's broke, Illinois is broke, and it's unclear where the money for all these new deals is going to come from.
800-510-8255. Your thoughts always welcome. Here is, here we have Sam in Oklahoma talking about the strike.
My daughter this year will retire after 29 years. I've watched her over the years, the hours, the money she spends buying stuff for the kids. I look at people, I look at the parents and complaining. You know, if you look at this, let's say that you pay a babysitter $10 a day. And let's say that you're watching 30 kids. Well, you figure that's $300 a day, 5 days a week, $1,500 a week. You know, when you add that up, that's a lot of money. But our teachers don't make that kind of money. And people don't realize the hours they put in and the sacrifices they make for the kids. My daughter, every year, she cries when her kids graduate from her class and go to the next one and she has a new one come in. But I just don't think the parents do their job, and they don't realize, our government does not realize, we're the lowest paid probably in the world. India, Japan, China, they all pay their teachers more than we do. And that's the reason our education not going to ever go up until we pay people. You pay an engineer for what they do.
800-510-8255. All right, there are the first five. The next five of the top ten coming up in a few moments here on the countdown.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Recap where we are from our charts for the week of September 17th to 21st on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the top 10 items. We're discussing all of them. We start at number one during the hour, which is the presidential race, the flack that came from Mitt Romney's comments made back in May. Number two, the protests in the Middle East. Number three, a discussion of the number of people who are going to have to pay more in taxes because of the implementation of Obamacare, Fast and Furious report exonerating Eric Holder, number four, the Chicago teacher strike, number five. So we are now up to number six, the continuing discussion. I suppose it's a battle in some states over these voter ID laws and how you prove or how people prove that they are citizens and are eligible to vote. Here's talk host Mark Reardon with Washington University political science professor John Rogowski. They talk about this study which finds hundreds of thousands of Americans may not be voting if the voter ID laws are enforced.
You did a study about the voter ID, sometimes they're called photo ID or voter ID laws in different states. What did you discover?
Well, so a few years ago, the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law did a big study to see exactly who has and who does not have a photo ID. And so what they found was that photo IDs are not distributed equitably across the population. There are certain subpopulations of adults, especially minorities, the elderly, the very young, that have photo IDs at much lower rates than whites and then middle-aged people. And so what we wanted to do is to use the findings from this landmark study to gauge how these new photo ID laws for voting might affect the numbers of people that will turn out to vote this fall. And so using the statistics from the Brennan Center study, we essentially estimated how many young people, these people between 18 and 29, would not turn out to vote this fall as a result of these changes in the photo ID laws. We certainly could extend the findings to the entire adult population, but for the purposes of this study, we focus pretty much on people between the ages of 18 and 29.
Now, the number that you came up with is as many as 700,000 people may not participate in the November elections because of the photo ID. I mean, that's a pretty significant number, wouldn't you say?
I mean, it's a big number, especially because we're only talking about up 16 or 17 states. So 700,000 people under the ages of 30 in the states that have recently implemented these laws.
800-510-8255. So the discussion continues about whether or not these things are appropriate, and it depends on what your party affiliation is often and what your political preferences are as to whether or not these things are important or not, or whether they are abusive or not. It seems to me it's pretty silly to be discussing all of this stuff under the context of, well, it's unfair not to require people to be able to identify themselves. It's ridiculous. There was a good joke around this week. We knew that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein were both dead because they registered to vote in Chicago this week. Number 7 on our countdown, working our way toward number 10, the first anniversary of these Wall Street protests. Here from a talk radio interview, Portland State Sociology Professor Randy Blazak talks about the successes and failures of this movement and the protests themselves.
A year after all the big events, we can kind of talk about the successes and the failures of the movement. I think the primary success is it's really catapulted this notion of the 1% versus the 99% into our daily language. I mean, it's something that's even in the presidential campaign when we talk about 1% of the wealth versus 99% of the folks who kind of have to deal with the decisions of that 1%. And I think, you know, if anything came out of those events last fall, it was that dialogue. The failures, of course, are there are no real victories that the movement can hold up in its first year to say that we accomplished this, that we got some policy change or had some political movement on some level. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the movement really didn't generate any leaders that could translate the issues that these varying groups had to the larger public. And social movements often take a while to get off the ground. Those issues are still there and the activists are still active. But it may take a little longer than anticipated in the fall of 2011 to generate the support they hope to get in terms of confronting some of these economic issues. The most symbolic city has been Oakland, where there has been a real conflict over who controls the Occupy message. Is it the people who want to kind of slowly change the system through democratic means and understand that the government is the people of this country, or is it the kind of anarchist element that want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and driven largely by young males who think the destruction of property is a way to bring people onto the cause? And I think Oakland is really kind of the canary in the coal mine of how this movement unfolds, both the success of it and the crucial problems with the movement itself. I think it'll continue to percolate. You know, economic injustice isn't going anywhere and corporate power isn't going anywhere. And so I think it'll find a new voice. And what it really is going to be looking for is sort of a leader or a small group of leaders who can articulate what that cause is to people who are kind of inherently skeptical of things that look radical.
800-510-8255. We need more radicalization in our country. Who agrees with that statement? The number 8 item, excuse me, you may not have heard much about this until later in the week. The fact that the folks who run Chick-fil-A, remember the controversy a month or so ago when apparently the fellow that's the president, CEO of Chick-fil-A had been donating some money to certain causes that were supportive of the beliefs of the hard right. And there was a whole big deal, Chick-fil-A being promoted by various talk radio hosts around the country as being a bastion of freedom and expressions on gay marriage or welcome, all that stuff. And so anyway, that seems to have now fizzled to the point where the folks are, the Chick-fil-A folks are changing their point of view. That is, they don't want to support any of these groups anymore. Here's host Joel Riley with public relations expert Fraser Siegel about the announcement that Chick-fil-A's foundation doesn't support groups that oppose gay marriage anymore.
Is this a good move or a bad move for the good folks at Chick-fil-A? I think it's an inevitable move. I mean, the chickens have come home to roost, and it's about time. I mean, this was not a good thing from the start. The rule is that if you support a cause, God bless America. You know, it's a free country. You can speak out, but if it's going to hurt your business, and this had all the signs that it would, then you really have to think twice about it. And probably, unless you control the entire business, which Mr. Cathay doesn't, you don't do it.
They say they're going to reevaluate their support of these kinds of businesses and groups. Is that to code for anything? Is he saying we're really going to stop doing that? Is he saying we're just going to look at it to kind of get people off his back? What is he saying when he says that?
He's saying the former. He's saying that we're not going to do it again because Chick-fil-A's got about 1,600 stores. It's mostly in the South, you know, in the God-fearing South. But they want to expand, and when you get to the East and you get to the Midwest, you get to the North, it's a little bit of a different social situation. So it just doesn't make sense to lead with your chin, you know, even though, again, freedom of speech is terrific and so on, especially if you want to expand. So I suspect what you will see is that this issue will not be on the Chick-fil-A public radar again soon.
Yeah, it's I guess from one perspective, though, it's a little bit sad in that it's literally almost like a sellout. It's like, I want to grow my business. This is how I really feel, but I can't really feel like that if I want to grow my business.
Well, but you know what it is, John? I teach at NYU.
Okay.
NYU is a very liberal, just like most colleges is liberal. The students are liberal. The teachers are liberal. I don't fit the demographic, by the way. But NYU has the only Chick-fil-A store in one of its dormitories in New York State.
Okay.
That Chick-fil-A, as soon as this controversy started, was protested by the students. The president of the university had to get into it. They met with the owner of the store in New York, and he, of course, threw up his hands and said, look, this is the guy who started the company. It's not me. And the situation died down. That is, if they're going to expand in the East and in the West and the Midwest, which they want to do, they've got to desist from this particular controversy.
800-510-8255, the world of talk radio, news talk radio, news talk television, about controversy and opinions. We move on to another controversy, the pictures of Kate Middleton that appeared in this French magazine, or was going to, but I guess the lawsuit has stopped that. We'll talk about what people have been talking about as we move on to number 9 on the countdown this week. Your call is coming up, by the way, in a few minutes. Of all the issues this week that have gotten a great deal of interest and support in terms of callers, the idea of what went on in the Middle East, that reaction to the video that sort of poked fun at Mohammed, and whether or not to remove it caused an outcry about censorship that was really remarkable. So I'll have some of your callers, some of the callers and your calls on the Middle East. That'll be in a few minutes here on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If you had your druthers, would you pick surgery or chiropractic care to treat your back pain? If you chose the latter, you're not alone. Increasingly, healthcare experts are recommending going the chiropractic route for reasons including lower costs for patients and far less of the risk inherent with going under the knife. What's more, according to a recent study of low back pain sufferers treated exclusively by chiropractors, patient satisfaction rates exceeded 95%. As the not-for-profit Foundation for Chiropractic Progress's Dr. Gerard Klum recently put it, it's important that patients explore conservative options like chiropractic care before pursuing invasive high-risk procedures. That sensible thinking is already playing out at the likes of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center Health Plan. It now requires a 3-month course of conservative management, including physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, before any surgery is even considered. For more information, visit www.chiropractic.org.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
800-510-8255. The topless Kate Middleton photos are number 9 as we work our way toward the top. Here's host Mitch Albom with correspondent Michael Bills about the royal family going after the publication that printed these photos of Kate.
Tell us about what happened with these nude pictures.
Well, I haven't seen them myself, but what's happened over here at the minute, the guy that started all, the editor, first of all, is a photographer who done it with one of these lenses, and they're suing him. They're now suing the newspaper in France for civil and criminal charges. Well, in France, I gather the photographer's entitled to privacy, so they're going to have trouble getting hold of him. But in Ireland, the editor of the Irish Times has just got the sack, and the guy that owns half of it in England is threatening to shut it down. So I mean, there's going to be a lot of people get injured behind the scenes, if you can understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
You know?
Now, this is all because of pictures that were taken of Kate at a private villa in Provence, France.
Yeah.
Sometimes without her bathing suit top on.
Yeah.
And with her bottom, at one point, one of the photos, pulled down to apply sunscreen. Okay? I'm just reading the details that I have. Of this, somehow an Italian magazine managed to turn this into a 26-page spread. Don't you think most people would be bored by page 3? I mean, 26 pages of just someone topless in this day and age?
The thing is, the guy that the Italian mob, believe it or not, is owned by Bellastroni, that pillar of propriety, you know?
And
he's just doing it. I mean, it's just for euros.
800 for money. 800-510-8255. Okay, our number 10 item this week is the final flight of the space shuttle Endeavour, making several sentimental stops along the journey to its new permanent home at the California Science Center in Los Angeles. One stop paying homage to former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly, who was the last person to fly a shuttle before NASA retired the program. Here's correspondent Steve Harrigan reporting on the bye-bye at the Space Center in Florida to Endeavour.
Twice delayed for weather, but a takeoff at 7:20 this morning, and thousands of Floridians really lining the beaches to get a final look at Space Shuttle Endeavour. It's going to fly low over those beaches along Florida's Space Coast, low, too, over other NASA facilities. It will finally end up in California at Los Angeles International Airport on Friday. For many Floridians, it's a bittersweet day. They're excited to see the shuttle up in the air again, this time bolted onto the back of a modified 747, but it also means the end of a program that many here have worked the past 3 decades on. It might really be the most challenging and the most interesting part once it does get on the ground there in Los Angeles. They've essentially got to drive it through parts of Los Angeles. It's like moving a five-story building at about 1 mile per hour before it reaches its final destination in the California Science Center.
That's fascinating movement, that thing. All right, your call is coming up here on the Countdown. Stand by.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So here's how this program is produced. As many of you know who listen to it and have been listening to it for years and years and years, we decided to take the concept of the old music radio charted shows where they Casey Kasem had the top 10, the top 20, the top 30, all that stuff, and apply it to the world of talk radio, as talk is singularly the most popular format for most people listening to the radio, the conversation, because it's different and it's a lot of it's unpredictable. So in our attempt to bring you the most information, we monitor hundreds of radio programs and lots of local hosts all around the country. And as we listen, we also encourage your calls during the course of the weekday program to call. Some folks we put on the air live, some folks we record for later usage on the program, and some folks are callers that come from the radio stations and programs we're monitoring. So this week, as we look back on the two items that generated the most callers, one of them had to do with the issue of censorship, as some people wanted to discuss the request to Google made by the administration to take down this video that was causing so much trouble or seemed to be causing so much trouble in the Middle East. So we have a few representative callers who are on that. And then, as you might imagine, many of the other callers focused on the presidential race. First, though, let's get to the censorship issue. Charlene in Maryland talking about Google and the way they monitor their content.
I think that, no, the U.S. government shouldn't be able to sanction in this instance, but I also think Google has a responsibility, especially being an American company, in how it chooses to project things. I agree that religious freedom is the right, and, you know, as Jefferson taught us, all ideas need to be put out there so that the best ones can be differentiated from the worst ones. But because this has been not sanctioned in other countries because of the religious laws there, you know, I think Google should understand that it's a very inflammatory piece, and that has caused death and is really something that they should just pull.
All right. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. These program notes, again, to underscore, we use a lot of this material in various programs. So if you feel that you want to sound off, help yourself. William in Pennsylvania says, as much as the government already intrudes in our lives, this ought not to be a big deal to pull this video.
So I think they should step in to pull the video. It's not about freedom of speech. I mean, I know everyone is saying, you know, we have freedom of speech over here, but we're supposed to have all these type of freedoms, but at the same token, what are you seeing going on as far as cameras on everything, you know what I mean? It's just not free anymore. It's a quote-unquote free. You know, it's okay to intrude with the Patriot Act, into our phone calls and things of that nature. No one has a problem with that. But people has a problem with, you know, a sensible reaction from this government for such an inflammatory content on the internet. It's very inflammatory. It's not good. They need to cut it off.
800-510-8255. Paul in Indiana says it's time to ban Muslims in America.
Since all the Arab countries, religions, forbid Christianity, Jewish, or any other religion than what theirs is, my, I think we should do in the United States is to ban all Muslim religion, close all mosques, and remove ourselves from all Muslim countries. That way they would not have an excuse to kill us just because of our religion.
All right, and as you can imagine, a lot of these calls this week to various programs about the presidential race. Here's one from one of the liberal programs, a lady calling in to say she's not voting for Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney is not, I really had plans on voting for him, but I'm not going to, considering the gaffes and the comments that he has made over the last couple of weeks concerning the 47% of Americans. You know, we are all Americans, and we all should be represented, and not, he even sit there at that table and said that he was counting us out. He was not going to represent us, that he didn't feel that he was going to even try to persuade us or reach us, and I felt like that was just really damning to him, and it's damning for anyone in the United States to want to be our president and not want to help all of us or to at least try. I mean, basically, I think it's just him catering to the rich. I just feel like this is what he does, and I just don't feel like that he would be good for our president. I will not be voting for Mitt Romney this year.
In terms of people, the top 10 people discussed this week on the News Talk stations, Bill Clinton, Tim Pawlenty, David Letterman, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Rahm Emanuel, Christopher Stevens, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.